We have one Tosfos on the Vav Omed Beis, next to the last Tosfos on the Omed. We had heard the Gemara Amar of Yehuda Marav, Kol Amatu Eimo Yisere B'Soich Beisai, Soifu Bo Lidei Sholesh Averes, Gilei Aroyes, Ushviches Domim, V'Chilu Shabbos. Now Rashi had explained the Gemara that Amatul Eim Yisere B'Soich Beisai could bring about that he'll be Nichshel in Gimel Averes, his wife won't table herself, she'll be afraid to tell him this, because my wife might run away from him, and she might get killed. Chilul Shabbos, she'll be Mavlikaner, or Mavashel on Shabbos. So one can come to these three Averes. Atolas Eime is a Sibbe that could bring about these Averes. Sholish Averes, Otosfos says, the Seder Oila Momar, the Oisa Yoim, the Pilegish Begive, Shabbos Oya. The Maisa of Pilegish Begive was Shabbos. L'chayre Poshet Pshat is that the Maisa of Pilegish Begive occurred in Shabbos. There was Gilei Aroyes, Mistomer that they were Boil the Pilegish. It was Shviches Domim, because Lamaisa, she got killed from Reiv HaBeilis. And there was Chilul Shabbos, because Shviches Domim is also a Chilul Shabbos, Netilas Neshame. The Davoini, I don't understand how this all could have occurred in Shabbos. We see the Psukim. It seems he came to the Shtot, and it was very late already, and then it was in the year at night. I mean, everything, it was Shabbos already. It's very modern that this whole Maisa happened in Shabbos. Perhaps it did happen in Shabbos. He remained in the Shtot, and then he said he had food. Maybe there was an Erev in the Shtot. Al Kaponim, so there were three Averes. Rabbi Nechanan Kosav, Gimel Averes, Gila Royis, Vishviches Domin, Vechilul Hashem, Vigimel Hoye Pelagish Begiva, Lahochi Lechoshiv Eva Minachai. That means, according to the Seder Olam, so Pshat is that we see one Hatolos Eimo was Mesaviv, these three Averes, Vibasachas. So we're speaking about, we're not saying Hashoris, what could have occurred, what could occur through Hatolos Eimo. We're saying what occurred from Atolos Eimo, we have this Maiserav of Pilegish Begiva. Ashenkein, according to Rashi, we're just saying things that can occur, so the Gemara should have said a fourth thing, which can occur from Atolos Eimo, that one can be Nichshel and Eiva Minachai. Let us see the Gemara further. Shalach lei ma'ukve l'rabolozo, nei odom ho'im dimolai. There are people that are oim dimolai. What's this oim dimolai? L'charef or l'gadef. The mecharef and megadef, they're cursing me, they're being mevazim me. U'biyodi l'mosrom l'malchus. And I'm bekoyach l'mosron l'malchus. Mal, am I permitted to do this? I have a way to be mesalik the hezek. Sirteit v'kosav lei, so Rabbi Loza wrote back a posik. Amarti eshmer adorochi mechatoi v'rshoini, eshmer lefi machsein bo'id rosho l'negdi. So the Mashiach explains the Pasuk as follows. That David HaMelech had said, Eshmero Drochi Mechatoi Bolshoini. I'm careful in Shmiras HaLoshen, and I have a Shmira. That is not too difficult. But Po'id Rosh HaLenegdi, when the Rosh is Lenegdi, and the Rosh is Mecharef, and Megadef, and Meriveni, Machniteni, it makes me very angry, then Eshmero Lefi Machzaim, then I have to go and put a Machzaim, a Shmire, a Chsima on Alapeh. It's much more difficult. But Al Koponim, Abelozel sent back to Marukve, that we see from this Pasuk and Tillim, that even though it's Bo'id Rosh Lenegdi, you keep quiet. Eshmero Lefi Machzaim, Bo'id Rosh Lenegdi. Let us see Rashi, Biyodi La Moslem, Koyach Biyodi La Halshin Aleim. Lenegdi Merivani Umaknitain. It's making me angry. And so that was the Hadroche that Rabbi Loza sent to Marukve. Sholachlei, he sent him back another letter, Kometzari Li Tuvin. I have tremendous tzar. V'ilmetzina De'ekem Behu. I can't exist with this tzar. It's too much for me. Sholach lei, so he sent him, doim la'ashem v'yischeil eloi, doim la'ashem v'yapilim l'cho chalolim chalol. Hashkim v'ahariv aleim l'beis ha-medrash, v'heim kolim me'aleim, ado v'yotzim ipir abelozo, v'nasnu l'gneiva b'keilo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Gneive, oye chayle kolos. And after Rabbi Lozor sent the second message, his kolo shall shala shall barzo, shenaisim shama mukhtovim lemalchus lahariga. So already this was niskayim, buyapilem chalolim chalolim, and Gneive was yaitse lekailo to get killed. Before we see Taisvis, the Mefarshim HaMo'ireh, the Maram Shif, by the first Pasuk, it says, Sirtait V'Kosav Lei. So he was Mesartit. Was Nizer and Dini Sirtut. By the second Pasuk, Sholach Lei, Daim LaShem V'Yishchayla Lei, Daim LaShem V'Yapil L'Chol Chalolim Chalol. It doesn't say Sirtait because of life. So the Mamshif wants to say that he wrote the Pasuk the way it says in the Gemara. He didn't write out the Lashem. So he wrote the way it says Daim Lashem. So the Ischel Eloi said there's only two words together. He says it's not a Pasuk of four words because he didn't write out the Shem. So Daim is one word and then he wrote the Lashem. That's Mapsik, so it doesn't go together. Then Mishchayil Olay is two words, so he didn't need Sirtut. That's what the Maram Shif says. That Yitzhak had said that Shtayim Kaisim Shalosh Ein Kaisim. So if you have three words together of a Pasuk, then you need Sirtut. So he did not write the Shem the way it is written Yudke Bavke. He wrote the way it says in the Gemara. So daim lashem is so daim is one word. Then lashem is mafsik. You don't have two words. The lashem is not a word. He just wrote lashem. So then you just have nachamo two words. V'yischeil olay, two words you're allowed to write without sirtut. That is what the Maram Shif says. Others want to say that there's another horror. By the first time it says sirtait v'kosav lay. Here it says, Sholach Lei. Lechlal, he didn't write anything. That's why there was no Sirtut. Because he just said over the Pasuk with his Pshat in the Pasuk. And it seems Rabbi Loza had the Inyaki wants to say this, and others want to say this. He had a Kavanah to say it Bepeh. And that's what the Gemara says. Adova Yotzami Pi Rabbi Loza. V'nasnula G'neva B'keila. He said this Pshat in Pasuk. He says, "You do daylash daim lashem v'ischeil olay." V'hu yapilim l'chol chalolim chalolim. So he said this perish that he wanted that it should be niskayim this perish. So b'chol no problem of sirtut because it wasn't. He just told it over to the shliach, And the Shliach said this over B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. And let us see Taisvis. V'hu yapilem kalolim. V'perek basre dizvachim. Darshin en doim ben yenacha. Gabi vayidoim arem. Afo pi shehipel lecho kalolim. Ato doim. So go on under a pshat. That even though there was Apollos Chalolim, there's Aperonius Atodoy. Hashkein Bahariv Aleim, Dorish Doim Kemoi Dimdumei Chamo. So these are Zmanim, when it is just, it's not dark and it's not light, it's Dimdumei Chamo. So these are Zmanim Mesugal for Tvile. Yechelki mispalim dimdumei chama, so that means he davened mesamut eneitz, and minchi also davened with dimdumei chama. So memele, so if you'll be mispalo and eneitz rotzen, so, doim lashem, it will be in an eneitz rotzen, be his choyloloi, and it will be chalolim chalolim. Afo gavdoma bebobekama, amoiso dine leshemaim hunena shtchile, Faker that is morning that Rabbeinu Shalom Shibemeir Adina Neyid Unen Eshtrila. So Mele, how is he allowed to be Mispalo? And Gneve? Ha'om Ahani Mili Dislay Dina Ba'are. That is Dafke, if he has another way how to be in the sky, how the Din can be in the sky, Islay Dina Ba'are. So Mele, then don't go to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It should be done on this world. Meir Adin Lamailo is not a good thing. But here there was no din lamata. That means the he was told you're not permitted to be malshin on him. So Mamela does no other eitz and he couldn't exist weiter. So Mamela, so then this is permissible. Hinami, perhaps it's not a lotion of tefillah. No, hinami hashkem aleim lebeis hamedrash kom alasek b'teire. You should learn teire. Should come early to the base medrash, and it seems the schus ha-teire would be made. The Pnei Yeshua is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi says, ha-oimdim olai lechoref olegadev. That means the only thing, it was a bitter pill, but the only thing they were doing is chiruf v'giduk. What if they were oimed olov, they were malshin olov, so then the Pnei Yeshua is medayik from Rashi, so then he'll be permitted to be malshin on them. And Memison, this is brought down at Chubis HaRosh, him who malshin oisoi, if someone is malshin, Reuben is malshin on Shimon, afilu b'yadayim mutal lemoschoi lemalchus. That means, so then there's no, on a malshin, you're permitted to be malshin on a malshin. Therefore, and that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Sim and Shin Peches. So therefore, Rashi had said, her oimdim is not al malshinus, oimdim do mecharef and megadet. This is very interesting, there's a meiri over here. So the meiri brings down Rashi's chat, they were mecharef and megadet. So the Miri has a problem. So what was the Havamina of Marukves? What was the Shaila to be Malshin and someone to be Moshe? We see what happens when they Moshe the Malchus. I mean, it's Yugnevis, it's Macharef, and Megadev. What kind of a Havamina is this? So the Miri says, I'm a Chudish to Kipshat Nagamore. He says, he was Malshin him, he says. If he wasn't Malshin, the Zichnosh, there would be no Shaila. Mukva would never Shaila. He was Malshin all of. Gneve. And that was a shaila, so if he's malshin, I'm allowed to be malshin. They said, no, malshinus is also, even though there's a din, meridin, but not malshinus. That is, sha'av b'mosa gomu shebechlal meridin, mikol mokim ein meisren oisei lemalchus. Doesn't it? Shimkein kolam meisren oisei nasa meseiris. It means this is not an Eitzah. So that's how the Miri wants to learn Pshat, that Gneva was a Malshin, and therefore he held, since it's a Din Meiridim, you're allowed to kill him, so Malshinus should also be Mutter. He said, no, Malshinus is also. Not Malshinus. This is a Oifin that we're not Mishtamish with such an Oifin. Now the Chassam Sefer says al pi darkei shel apnei Yeshua, and that's how he passed in l'aloche, that he told him, hashkim v'herev l'beis ha-medrash. He says, if this would not help, he said, then it'd be mutter to be malshin. You have to understand that mecharef and megadef, he says, yesh boite ke mitkara is cherev, I mean, the insult that a person can give could kill a person. Amal ben pnei chaveiroi. This is, it's a mizraya de retziche. Also sumke, also chivre. Pasi chivre, that means the blood drains from his face and he becomes pale. Amal ben pnei chaveiroi. So that is marmi movis. Abusha is marmi movis. So the emerson, in the Benyonis is the Shari Tshuvitz, Abazrai the Ritziche. So the Chassam Sofer says, here, first he said, see if you can be Seivelet. And he wasn't able to be Seivelet. So it must have been pretty bad. So Bemison, he said, there's an Eitze, that you don't have to do anything. That you just go and base Medrash and be Mispalo. The Rabbi Nishlom will take care of him. But if it wouldn't work, he says, then Mashin is Suzicha Bimutta, on such a Tzar and Agmas Nefesh. He also says, Vim Yeshloi Hefzid Momin al Yodei Gam Kemutta Lamosroi. The second Chiddush. And the third Chiddush, the Chassam Sofer says, Vim Machmas Tzaro Yeshloi Bittel Teire Et Fille Gam Kemutta. Tosa Mutta. I can't learn this. I can't learn this. I can't learn this. So because of you, I can't learn. So Mimele, Zgam Kemuta. And he says that Marum is in Posik, says in Posik, and Tillim, Hechshesi Mitoiv. David Amelach said, Hechshesi Mitoiv, I can't learn anymore. Chevi Neko. So it says further, Dibati Bilshaini. Then already, if it's Hechshesi Mitoiv, if you're taking away Teira from me already, so then, Dibarti Bursheini. Then there's no din of Maxim Lefi. Then it's Dibarti Bursheini. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Zog the Gemara weiter. Sholchu Leila Ma'ukve. The Yes Ma'ukve Zimne Minolon Da Osa. How do you know that Zimra is Osa? Zimra, so Rashi says, not speaking about, l'shoirer to sing bebeis hamishtois. To sing in a mokim mishte, shtia al, shira al hayayin, that's a gewaldike timing, this combination of shira al hayayin, and it's also, sirtait v'kosav lehu, so he was misalted and he wrote, Altismach Yisrael El Gil Ba'amin. Altismach Yisrael. So, Begil Ba'amin. So the Mashal says, Altismach Begil Sheroye Ba'amin. A Yid should not be Besimche that he sees by the Goyim. He says, by the goyim, it says, Yosichu bi yoishvei shor uniginois shoisei sheicho. So that's by the goyim, niginois shoisei sheicho. That he said, that's what it says in the posik, al tismach Yisrael al gil ba'amim. The gil, this simcha that you see by the goyim, their simcha even should not partake or indulge in these simchas. So the Gemara asks, V'lishach lohu mehoche b'shir lo yishtu yayin, yeymar sheicho l'shoysot. So here it says, not from the posik, b'shir lo yishtu yayin. So the Gemara says, imeyahu, if it would only send him the second posik, hava mina hanimili zimre demone, I would think tapke a shir with a kli shir. It's musical instruments. Avo de pume shori. But shir b'peh, I would think, is muta. Kamash malon, that's why he brought the first pasuk, al tismach Yisrael al gil ba'ami. Now, why is the second pasuk, I would think that's the second pasuk is speaking about b'mone. So the Rif explains because if you look in the pasuk, previous pasuk, right before this pasuk, that says b'shir lo yishte yayin. So the pasuk says shavas mesayis tupim, and the pasuk ends shavas mesayis kiner. So it's speaking about musical instruments, the simcha of tupim, the simcha of kiner. And then it says, "Bishir lo yishtu yayin." So it seems it's a shir with a musical accompaniment, with musical instruments. So memelis, that's why he said this pasuk. Perhaps neginois shayseis seichel. If that's how the Marsha says, that's the gil ha'amim. Could be that's already also mashma b'peh. Or this pasuk is coming to mamba filo b'peh. Zot Rashi. Zimra the Shabbat Mishtois Yema Sheikha Yema. The mon kinner. So I get Rashi mon's the mon's kinner because that's the pasuk, that's the end of the pasuk, Shabbas Mesois kinner. So maybe it could be that's Rashi the mon's kinner. Zimra menolan da osa, peyish pekuntris, lishayre beveis hamishtois. To sing beveis hamishtois. So Rashi says, two things. It's Shire. The Gemara doesn't mention this, but Rashi says that was the Shaila. Shire bebeis hamishte. Vechei mashme bidekoma velishulchei mehoche bishila yishtu yai. The Gemara says bring this posse. So it seems that the whole Shaila was Shira al hayai. Vepeg basre de seitet nam, mishabotlos anhedrin, botl shir beveis hamishtoish, shenema bishir lo yishto yayin. So we see klar that this posik is shir beveis hamishtoish, and that's what we're speaking about over here. And that's hakelt, mishabotlos anhedrin, is botl shir beveis hamishtoish. Veroi lahachmer bechiyoitzei, and one should be machmer bechiyotze, dahubi is something similar to this. Dahubi rishalmi da bekoim vedomech bezimre, shemisaneg biyaisa. We had heard on Bobam at Beis Taisi Botan this year, rishalmi, that ma'uk vesente da reish geluse, he used to have a minig, he was rogel, but he used to wake up and go to sleep with music. So he told him, he sent him this posik, Altismach Yisrael al Gil Ba'amim. He was Mishane, the Seder of the Teve, so no, they shouldn't need Sirtut, or it should be permissible to write, even though it's not a safer Sholem. Now, Sarah Moshe and the Chubis is Mavaya, Chelekalasim and Kuf Samachlov, Shitas Rashi and Taisvis, but there are two dinim. There's one din that shir al hayayin is osa, and that is not totally if he's rogel or not rogel. Absolutely, once it's also osa. This is a simcha yaseira, which is osa. Now the second inyan, what maruk v'sente the reish geluse, the havidomich, Dabikoim v'domech bezimre, he used to wake up and go to sleep bezimre, he was rogel to do this. Shemis anig b'yaisa, so that means a regilis with shir in such an inyan is equivalent to once, of shir ala mishtois. That means but he was medame this to this, that was ma'uk v'zdimyan. Well, kaponim, that's, but that's Shitas HaTosfos, that there's an Isser of Shir Alayayin, and also there's a Regilis of such an Inyan like waking up or going to sleep with music, so that's also, that's Me'aim Oisei Isser from Shir Alayayin. V'Shir Shal Mitzvah, but a Shir Shal Mitzvah Shorin,
כגוין בשעה סחופה, שאיסן לסמי חוסן וקל, even though they're cheer על היין, it also is permissible. אומר לי רב הונה בר נוסן לרבש, מי דרסיב, כינו ודימוינו ועד עודו. What's pshat in these words? Omar lei, so he told him, Masvos the Eretz Yisrael kochoshev. What do you mean, what's pshat in the words? These are names of cities in Eretz Yisrael. Omar lei, oto ano lo yodane de Masvos the Eretz Yisrael kochoshev. I also know that that's names of cities. Hello, Rav Gavio meagiza Omar bo taimen. Kol sheyesh loy kina al chaveiroi. V'doimo, shoychein adei ad oisei leidin. That's the kina. V'dimoino, v'ad odo, shoychein adei ad oisei leidin. The Tosfos HaRosh brings down that mentions Bederech Klal, there were 29 cities. And then when you count them, there's 35. So there's 6 extra cities, which really were either non-existent, or they were, Stamazai, they didn't have a chshivas of a city. And the Pasuk wrote them down, so we'll see there, these are, that's the Skina Dimayna Vadodo. We'll see there's another 3 cities, and that's why Chazal Darshan, from the names of these cities, Droshes. Omalei, they told him, Elomeyato, Tziklog, Umadmano, Visansana, Ochinami. What do you do in these? This is the next 3 cities, which really do only 29, so these also are coming Lidroshe. So what's Pshat? Omalei, they told him, Mehava Rav Gavimi Beagiza, Hochava Omubotayim. I don't know, but they have not the dash in them. It's like they were Nitten Lidorish. I don't know what the drosh is, but you're right. There's a drosh on the Ravachim ibechezo oma bohochi. Kol mi sheyesh loy tzakas legima al chaveiroi v'doimem sheichin b'snea oisei loydin. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kino magizo sheim okay. Kino kas machmas tzar shetziroi. That means that Reuven was metzair Shimon. And therefore, Shimon should have had kas machmas tzar shetziroi. Kino loshen shodo misaber al rivoi al rivacherim, k'may kani kinesi, k'may bekane yes kinosi. It means a person is Misaber al rivoy, that means he's getting involved into the tzar that he's getting. He shows he's not a lemele. You can't push him around. Tzakas legime shegoizel mimenu v'yoyred l'chayov l'shari mezeinais. So, the Sam Sofer says, we see that it's very interesting when we hear there are 2 droshes. One is Kol Shesh Lekina Al Chaveiroi, and there Rashi says the purpose of the kina would have been Machmas Tzar Shetziroi, but his chaver is Metzayirin. Then we have a second case, Tziklog, which means Misha Yesh Leitzakas Legime, and there it means he's losing Parnosa. He doesn't have. So here it says another lotion. It says, V'doimem sheichin b'sneh oisei loydin. That's v'sansane sheichin b'sneh. Near to Sheikh and Adayat. So the Chasam Sofer says that Emerson was speaking about two inyonim, and therefore there's two different anhogis. The first case is speaking about that the woman tzayer a person. Now the Gemara tells us Mechsef the Shabbos, and the lovim beinam oildim shemim chaposam beimim yeshivim. And then it says Smeichim be yisurim. Rashi says Smeichim be yisurim means for some for Rashi. The Sameach with the Yisurim that they're being insulted. The Lovim by the Moilvim means they're being insulted. The Smeichim be Yisurim. The Smeichim in these Yisurim. So the Chasam Sofer's Mavai, and perhaps we can elaborate a little bit that Chambam in Oveis brings down. He once asked a chosid echad, what was the happiest day of his life? No, we think a chosid echad, happiest day of his life, at least what he did, he said the happiest day of his life was that he was once in a ship, and he was biyarkas ha'yasvine, and an osher went over, and he looked very buzzy, ve'enei ha'osher, he wasn't, it was mashtin over him, and he didn't have any feelings against him. That was the happiest day of his life. So it seems that was a gewaldike madrege. Someone was mevaze him, and it didn't bother him. So he knew he was zeichet to a madrege, that it didn't bother him. This story is told once, Rab Chaim Volozhiner and his brother Rab Zalman Volozhiner once were in an inn, and for some reason the innkeeper got very angry at them, and he started screaming at them and insulting them, and Rabbi Zalman started crying. So when they left the inn, so Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner told Rabbi Zalman, don't feel so bad. So he hollered at us, he insulted us, why should you cry? She said, I'm not crying because he insulted us, I'm crying because I felt bad. It bothered me. I thought I should be by a madrege, that it shouldn't bother me. But al kaponim, there's a darge of smeichem bi yisurim of helpen bezoyim. This is a madrege, and perhaps the simche is that if a person realizes, where the chinuch says that when they were mekalel David, so David said Hashem omaloi kalel. That means David HaMelech realized that no one can do bad to someone else. And if he's getting hurt now, so that's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if one has this realization, it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And number two, the Talmud Torah says, if a person would be given a multiple choice, what Yisurim he would prefer. That means he needs Yisurim, he did Averis. He can't get away without Yisurim. What Yisurim would he prefer? And there's a whole list. There's Machlis, there's Aniyas, there's Dachkis, and a list of Rahman and Etzlan of all Yisurim. And one of Yisurim is Bizyonis. So the Talmud Torah says, this is the best Yisurim a person can have. He's healthy, he has panosa, and yet insulted him. And the mechapar avoynis, it's mamish meiridik. So it could be the simcha of the chosid was that he came to see there's a chilik between yediyah and ashoval alei, that a person should take not only be aware of this, but he should take live like this. That didn't bother him, faket, he was sameyach, that it didn't bother him. That was because of these yesaidis of amuna, that faket, this is the greatest taiva that could be done. This is mechaper avoynis without any other yisurim. So in the first case, kina v'dimoina v'adoda, someone was metzayer him, and he's quiet. Fakert, it doesn't bother him. He's sameyach with these yisurim. So shoychin adei ad, the Rabbeinu shel olam, oisel leidin. So what's mean shoychin adei ad? So the Chasam Sofer says, the Gemara says, a boilam piv b'shas merive, Yena is chaylik on him, is meiriv with him, is, and he keeps quiet. So that's chus toilam is kaim. Toilam is kaim amisha toile eretz al blima. That the whole kiyam ha'oretz is al amisha boilam pig b'shas mariv. So he says if the kiyam ha'oretz is in this chus. So he says that what Rabbi Nishlam is a shaykhin adayad, that there's still an oilam. So the whole existence of the oilam is because of him. So that's he says shaykhin adayad. So the Rabbi Nishlam was shaykhin adayad because of him is isolated. Masha'en came, the second case, the Chassam Sofer says, Sitklog, there tzakas legime shegoizl memene v'yered l'chayav l'sharam mezainoisov. He says, there he is tzah. There, he doesn't have mezainis. There's a metzias. There we don't have smeichim b'yisurim. We won't find smeichim b'yisurim by a person who doesn't have mezainis. He is tzah taker. So there it says a different lotion. That ha-sheichin b'sneh oiseloidin. Sheichin b'sneh. Why was the Rabbi Shalom Sheikhin Bisneh? Because Imi Anechi Betzore. So Memela, since he is Betzore over here, Taka Betzore. Is Sheikhin Bisneh, Oyser Leide. Amalai Reshkeluse La Ravune, Reshkeluse Es Ravune, Klile Menolanda Oso. How do we know that a Klile is Oso? Now what is a Klile? Let's let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ho you oisin atoris lechasanim." They made crowns for chasanim. Yesh ozov vekesef. Others were golden or silver crowns. Tzvuos metzioris pegofris or melach shekayin Nile. This was a type of decoration that was made in the choshve kalim. V'yesh olvered v'hodas. Others were crowns made out of hadassim, roses. So he asked them, how do we know that nowadays a person is not permitted to wear a crown? He says, it's not menolom, it's a gzeira darabona, it's a mishneh. This nan we learned, betulme shalap aspasionos. When Aspasionis Kesar went and he surrounded Yerushalayim, so Gosru ala Toris Chasonim Baal Ha'eris. They were guys that Chasonim should not wear anymore these Atoris. We'll see in Taisis it's a Simchi Yeseire, and after this Matzev, they held that one should not be in such a Simchi Yeseire. Ma'al ha'eris, so what is Val ha'eris? So Rashi says, Bepum is chel she'el aspasyon is koinem shebo'atitis alayim. So this army surrounding Yerushalayim, Val ha'eris, mefoshberg basra de soite, tavle dachat pume bozuga mekashkes. It was a certain musical instrument that had one bell on it, and it seems it brought about simchis, so they asked these two things. Chasanim do not wear a toris, and you don't play this instrument. So this is what Rav Huna told the Reish Galus. Adahochi, kom Rav Huna lafnuye. Then Rav Huna left the room. He had to be mafan himself. No, Rav Huna was out of the room. Rav Chisda was sitting there. Amalei Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda told the Reish Galus, that means like this Kozman, that my Rebbe was here, Rav Huna was here, he went open up his mouth. The Rebbe said, it's a Mishnah, so it's a Mishnah. But I'll tell you, Kroksiv, it's a Posik. The Posik says, Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Hosir Hamitz Nefes, Vahorim Vahatore, Zois, Loi Zois, Hashafola Hagbeya, Vagavoya Hashpil, Chima inye mitznefes eitzel ha-Torah. Hosir ha-mitznefes v'horim ha-Torah. What is the connection? Mitznefes is big day koyin godl. Ha-Torah is big day melech. This is like this. אלא לא מלוך, בזמן שמצנפס בראש כהן גדול. כל זמן הוא יהיה בבית המקדוש, וכהן גדול ואיזה בגדי כהונה מצנפס, התורה בראש כל אדם. Which means, חסנים can wear their התורס. נסתלקו מצנפס מראש כהן גדול, נסתלקו התורה מראש כל אדם. So my man, he told them, it's a posik, it's not a posik. הדהוכי עושר אבונה, אבונה כן, השכחין לדעבי יוספי, he heard, חפת הרעין, he heard what Christa was telling him, it's a posik. אמר לי, so אבונה said, הולכים מדרבונו. What I said, the reason we don't wear tos מדרבונו. Hello, Chizdo Shimcha v'chazdoin Miloch. Your name is Simcha, you say very nice Vertalach, but that's not Pshat. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rav Chizdo Talmide Sh'Rafunav. Lehoyo Meishev Befonav. He wouldn't have said anything in front of Rafunav. כי קום רבון אמר לרב חיסדו לריש קלוש קרוקסיב. מה העניין ולאי מצנפס בבגדי כהונה הוא, סעדס מצנפס, התורה. אלא כי מדרבונו, אין לי אוסר מדרבונו, וקרוא בתורה של מלך מיירי. הוסר מצנפס, והורים התורה, speaking about the Torah of the מלך, and the מצנפס of the כהן גדול, that's what the פסוק is speaking about. קרוב התורה של מלך מיירי, שוי מסנבי שתיבוטו לכהונה, ויגול הציד קיור בגוילו, וביבוטו כהונה גדולן מלכס. That's what he was מסנבי. אבל בחיסדוין מילוך, חסודים ונועים דבורך. Let us see a little further. Ravina Ashkehe Lamaba Ravashi, Tavi Godul Kalila Labrate. Maba Ravashi was making a Torah for his daughter. She was a Kala. So he was Godul, he was weaving a Kalila for his daughter. Omalei, so Ravina asked Ravashi, Leisova Lamar, Hosera Mitznefes, Vahore Matore. Bizman, there's no mitznefes, there's no atore. Amalei dumye de koin godol begavri. Havo benoshi loy. So that means, tafke atores chasanim is also, but this is mutter. Now let us see Taisvitz. Atore is chasanim. Perish bekunteres atore mamish. We're speaking about a crown. Rashi says there were two types of crowns. There were golden crowns. There were crowns made out of roses. Ve'enire, the Omar alovepeg, beiz de soite, leishonu elo shel vered v'shel hodos, that's also, avol shel kanim v'shel chiles muta. But if it's made out of branches, it's muta, reeds, branches. So Taisva says, if we're speaking about a crown, Ben Derech Lasis Atoro Mishel Kane, who makes a crown out of reeds? Elo Atoreish Shoisim Ke'en Kipe. We're speaking about an Atore Ke'en Kipe. This is like a hood, or a chuppe, that was over the chosen. So that could be made out of reeds and branches also. That means, says, that there was over where the chosen was sitting, there was a hood over him. A chuppah over him. Ubereish kol odom dekoma, la davke bereish mamish, it doesn't mean bereish kol odom. El lamaylo mireish, it was lamaylo mireish, it was over his head. Memeseches midis tisnan atorish shebachaloinois, Virshunami Hagoinim Kain Kipais Mushobe Shoisim Bachaloinis. So Mamela, so we see that Torah could also mean a hood, an awning over something, it's over the Chaloinis. Vlaihave Kalile Dahoche Kehide Beme Ishe. this klila, this crown that we're speaking about, is not like the klila b'meisha, the kama nofok kama klili b'nardoi. That they're speaking about, that they wore crowns. But here it's not like that. Here it means that the Bach says, according to Tosfos Bemison is moide la alocha that Rashi's case is icharosa. Not only did they ask the crowns, they also asked the kippah over the chasana. We find the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that nofekama kalili ben adoy, they wore kalilim. So there taka means a crown, but here it doesn't mean a crown. Vidavke lechasanim osru. They only asked a chosan to wear a crown. Or according to Tosfos, this is the skipper over the chosan. Dumye da toris kalis. But dumye da toris kalis. Now what are atoris? They asked atoris chasanim and atoris kalis. They also asked. The meforish besoite, the ir shel zov. Now, ir shel zov was a tachshit, a golden tachshit that they wore over the head. And there was, Yerushalayim was mitzuya on this ir shel zov. Ubeperik beme isha oma, leiseitze isha beir shel zov. And now, Mesech the Shabbos, it says, a woman should not go out beir shel zov. In Shabbos. Gzeire, maybe she'll go and take it off and show it. Bechlau de bechil shori, aber weiss tois, b'shabes etzos bechil is mutter. Now, we have over here that it says that they asked atoris kalis. And it seems that, women are allowed to wear these klilis. They're allowed to wear this here, but atoris klalis, kaka, nakala is here shows up. That means this is Yom Simchasa, Yom Simchas Liboy, and to wear a Torah, that's the epitome of Simcha. So that they answer. But Stamazai for a woman to wear a Torah during the week, not als Kala, so that they didn't answer. Can bring an awesome name, Zayfa Mikla Shabarish Chasan. Bizman Shemitznevis Barish Kain Gotu. So why it's called a mitznefesh. The oisan shall koyin hedyit. The oisan shall koyin hedyit is kruya mikbas kedersi vasisalem avneitim umikboys. So that's why mitznefesh is the beged haroish that a koyin gadol bo. The first shriva mishum the koyin hedyit loyhoyitzitz. Why did they wear different headgear? Because a kain hedjit la hoyetzitz vayis a gedoy la kliya mikbas, aber shel kain gadol hoyis a ktane. It was not so large. He had the tzitz and hoyis a kliya mitznefes. Mi oimeri dashkin beloshen agmorah the korinami mitznefes for shel hedjit the perik berishayne beyuma. We find sometimes that a hedjit wore mitznefes. Dom a noito mitznefes shel echad mehen by kain hedjit. And they says, "Vavila Yishav is not ketoche bereish kain gadol." A fellow, the shel kain edit is also called a mitznefes, but here it said kain gadol. Vishain osa elo chasanim kedefrishes kain kain gadol shu roish v'sar biYisrael. So could be pshat and Tosfos is that. That the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol showed that he was a roish v'sar b'Yisrael. In the Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Tazvov, Aloch Echov says that v'yiyah be'ineho, in the eyes of a wife, her husband should be k'moy sar v'melech. That's the yachas that a husband should have for a wife. And now he should be a sar v'melech. So it could be, that's why that the posik is medame, the atore of the chosn to the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol, they're showing him now that he's going into married life, he's becoming a salva melech taker. The first 7 days of marriage, he has to feel it. Later, it's taken off, but al kaponim could be that is the dimion of a chosen to a Kohen Gadol.